Unfortunately, Rosemary can't be here to do it, so I'm standing in for Rosemary today. Our first reading is from Matthew 7, verses 24 to 29. And if you want to find it in the Pew Bible, it's on page 686. A well-known passage, the wise and foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd were amazed at his teaching, because he had taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
So, Nehemiah says, we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart. But when Sanballat, Tobiah the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's wall had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, they were very angry. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. Meanwhile, the people in Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out. There's so much rubble, we can't rebuild the wall. Also, our enemies said, before they know it or see us, we'll be right there among them. We'll kill them and put an end to the work. Then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, wherever you turn, they'll attack us. Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. Remember, the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to his own work. From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. And each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. Now, we're really delighted to have with us today. We're used to having Shirley with us. You know when Shirley's in the room, don't you, and you hear her laugh. And it's been brilliant to have Rosie with us so much of the time just recently, and that's been great. But we've got the rest of the tribe here today as well, haven't we? And that's brilliant. In particular, we've got a little baby, Ellie. Ellie Naomi Bailey with us today. Is she fast asleep? That won't last. And because the family are all together, they thought it would be a great opportunity for us to come together and... how old is Ellie now? Is she 8 months? Right. 5 months? All right. And to pray for her. So we're going to take time to have a prayer of blessing for Ellie. And I'm going to ask Neil and Rachel to bring Ellie up and to at least have a go at the rest of the family coming and joining us too. I think we'll just do that down here. She does look wonderful asleep like that, doesn't she? Fast asleep. And this is Troy and George. Which way round is... Which one's... That one's Troy and that one's George. George, I love your braces. They are brilliant braces. They are. They're really good. Don't think they'd fit me. Is he? And how old are you? How old are you?
Five.
Right. Okay, let's pray. And can I take Ellie from you as I pray for her? Oh, there we go. She's probably going to wake up now. And let's take a moment to pray, shall we? Father God, we pray today for Ellie. We thank you for the gift of her life. She speaks to us, even though she has no words, of the depth of your love, of the beauty and goodness of the world as you created it, and of your continuing grace in giving to us such love. We want to thank you not only for Ellie, but also for the family into which she comes, for Neil and Rachel, for Troy and for George. They are, for Ellie, a source of love and trust. Help them to be the support and the sustenance that she'll need as she grows. And as they laugh and maybe even cry together, may they know your presence. We ask you to give to Ellie and to her family all the strength that they will need to grow in love, in faith, and in grace. May they have surrounding them a community of friends who will help them as they walk through life. Loving God, pour out your blessing on Ellie Naomi Bailey today, we pray. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, who commanded us to welcome the little children and so to see your kingdom come. Bless her, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go. There she is. And let me give you just a little reminder of what we've done today so that you can remember us. Thank you. It's been brilliant. He's all right there. Don't worry. Let's continue in prayer just for a moment. Father God, thank you that you are a God of such amazing love. We remember our world. And it's with sadness that we recognize that some of the goodness that was in this world when you created it, we have destroyed and damaged. Forgive us, Lord. Help us to be those who, by living the way of the kingdom, bring hope to a dark world. Let's join our prayers together in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. As we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now there's a man in the Bible who is an expert on getting walls built. And we heard some of his story just a moment ago. And I thought we'd remind ourselves of the problems that dear old Nehemiah had today. We have a broken wall here at the front. I need somebody to be my expert builder this morning. Saskia, would you be my expert builder this morning? I need you to come and have a go at rebuilding this wall. So come out and join me. Oh, I've got some extra helpers too. That'll come in handy. Look, here's my wall. It's supposed to be 3 blocks across and as tall as we can manage it. But it's fallen down. Do you think that, expert builder, you could get started on putting it right? Well, let's have a go, shall we? Are you going to help? That's brilliant. So, 3 blocks across. Let's take that one out of the way. Right next to each other. Put them next to each other, or it'll fall down if it's got holes in. Look. Well, that's a start. Oh, that one's sideways. That one's sideways. Turn it up the other way. That's better. Yeah. This one's sideways as well. I think it's looking a bit wobbly. Still sideways. Yeah, it's still sideways. Turn it the other way. That's it. It's not much of a wall yet, is it? What's the first problem that we've got? Sticky tape and glue. Well, yeah, I think it's not quite big enough. So what do we need more of? Bricks. We need more bricks. Can you see any bricks?
Yeah.
Nope.
Pillows.
A wall built out of pillows. That's interesting. I tell you what, who do you think might know where there might be more bricks? You don't know. Well, how about we just ask? Shall we just ask? Anybody seen any more bricks? They're not very observant, you know. Almost all of them came in those doors at the back there. Come with me. Come with me. Come on, come with me. What's out here? Bricks. Lots more bricks. Well, do you want to bring one or two of those big ones? There we are. You might need to help each other. No, not yet. So they had nothing to build with. And they asked, and they got some more bricks. I tell you what we'll do. Let's put that one there, and that one there, because my problem is I've got proper builders in my congregation, and if I don't do this right, I'll get told off. So there we are. Are you two getting tired yet?
No.
No. I don't know about you getting tired. The rest of them are feeling guilty, because you're doing all the work, and nobody else is doing anything. There's loads more bricks out there. Do you think we could get a team together to get some more bricks?
Yeah.
Do you want to go and grab a few people?
Yeah.
And get them to help you with the bricks and bring them down the front? Bring them all. Here they come. Here's the rest of the builders. And let's see if we can make another row here. Bricks on the top. There we go. On the top. There we are. Look. Some more on the top. Keep going. Another one on there, I think. Do you think we can manage another layer? Not all of us can manage another layer. Right, now, Let's see if our master builder, Saskia, could you put the top layer on, please? No, just pop those down for a moment, and we'll come back to that in a second. We haven't quite finished building yet, but there's a problem. I need somebody who can appear to be, by way of play acting, wicked and evil. I thought Tom, really. Tom, would you come down here and join me for a moment? You're out there, down there. Yes, you are. And you are the wicked opponent of the building of the walls. Now, Saskia, stand here, because you're all that stands between this lovely wall and your wicked enemy. He's coming down here to beat you up. Does that sound good?
No.
So let me tell you what Nehemiah did. He got some of his friends to be the guards. Would you like to go and pick a couple of larger people to be your guards? Well, there's one. Let's have another one. Let's have another guard. Go and pick another guard. Come on. Let's pick another guard. Well, look, there we are. We've got three. Now, they're going to stand in between you and Wicked Tom. And he's going to come down and start shouting. Would you come down and start threatening us, please, Tom? But fortunately, Wicked Tom, although he was all mouth, was not really brave. And so he ran away. The last thing that Nehemiah discovered was that building a wall was hard work. After all of this, Nehemiah was quite tired, but the wall wasn't quite finished. We got three more blocks to put up. Do you think you can get your helpers to get you to put the last three blocks on the top? Yep. We'll pick the tallest ones. There we are. Up you go. It's like a forklift truck, isn't it? Brilliant. Can my builders just stand in front of the wall for a moment? And let me... you can't see the screen, can you now? let me tell you the things that they needed to remember. Sorry, I'm crackling a bit. I think it's because I'm moving around. Nehemiah discovered these four things. If you don't have everything you need, remember to pray and God will help. Here's the second thing that Nehemiah discovered. Don't try to do it alone. You needed the help of your team. Here's the third thing that Nehemiah learned. You have to stay protected. Stay safe. Be fully armed. But these days we don't use swords and shields to protect ourselves. The Bible tells us, Jesus tells us, that we have all of the protection of God's word. And lastly, expect it to be difficult. Expect it to be hard. Nehemiah discovered that it cost him a lot. Following Jesus will cost us a lot. Not money. It'll cost us our effort and energy and time. I've only got one more thing to do. And there's nothing in the Bible about this bit at all. But we're going to do it just because it will be fun. I wonder if the front row over there might just like to be a bit careful. But would you two like to just sneak behind here? I think we should push this over, don't you? Because that'll be fun. Up on the second step. Look, go up a step as well. Just go up one more step. It's all right, it's quite safe. You won't fall down there. You come forward a bit over there. That's it. Step forward. You can step on that. That's it. Are you going to give it a push?
Yeah.
Go on then. Yeah, there really wasn't any good reason for doing that, except it was fun. So thank you. And let's give our builders a round of applause. Pray and God will help. Don't do it alone. Stay protected, stay safe, but expect following Jesus to cost, to be hard, to be tough. Let's just pause for a moment and pray. Father God, thank you that as we try to put into practice the teaching of Jesus, you give us the strength that we need. Thank you that you're always with us and that we can know each other's help too. Bless us, Lord, and help us to do what you have asked us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Our last song, our closing song, is a song of celebration, of trust in our great God. Rejoice, rejoice, Christ is in you.